Hi guys, welcome back to the Defined Through Depression podcast with me, your host, Paul Gallagher. There's books that I've read that have had an impact on me through various stages of my life, but today I'm going to talk about books that have helped me personally through my depression. I hope you look these up, enjoy it. So here we go. The first book that really did make an impression on me was Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor E. Frankl. And what this book is about, it's about finding meaning in life regardless of what situation you're in. He based his findings on his experience living in a concentration camp. And during that time, he's seen a lot of horrible shit. You know, like people being tortured, murdered, worked to death, yada, yada, yada. Especially with him nearly getting executed a few times from being malnourished and not being fit to carry out the work for the Nazis. But what got him through all this anguish was the hope that someday, if he escaped the concentration camp, he would be reunited with his wife and he would fulfill his dream of becoming a psychiatrist. In this book, he claims that suffering in life is inevitable and it's inescapable. It's always going to happen. However, irrespective of that, we can still find meaning within that suffering. To grow as people, and rather than avoiding all forms of suffering, we should embrace it and face it with dignity. The next book that really helped me through my battles of depression was Meditations by Marcus Aurelius. And for anybody who doesn't know who Marcus Aurelius was, or should I say was, he was emperor of the Roman Empire, one of the most advanced and sophisticated societies of that time. And what Marcus Aurelius was really influenced by was a philosophy called Stoicism. This was very popular in ancient Greece and ancient Rome, and it advocates that everything that happens within your life, it's not good or bad. It is the only opinion that we designate to it. For example, you get fired from your job. At that moment, you have two options. You can assign meaning to it that is the worst thing that's ever happened to you. How you're going to be poor on the street, starving up and fit to pay bills, how much your life would absolutely suck. Or you could see this as a new opportunity to find a better job, a job that pays better, better suited to you and your qualities, and a chance to learn from that experience. And he never wrote this book to ever see somebody else's eye. These were just his thoughts and his writings that somebody found and they just assigned meditations on it. But I do recommend it, but it is very repetitious, but some brilliant life lessons from it. This next book was written by a guy called Sebastian Junger, and if you've never heard of him, he actually wrote the book The Perfect Storm, and that was adapted into a movie which features, I think it's Mark Wahlberg and George Clooney were in it. Nearly forgot their names there. But I've heard about this guy on a TED Talk, Why Our Society is So Lonely. I really recommend it. But this was probably one of the most insightful reads I have ever read about current society and the causes of mental illness in it. He mentions how despite our current situation that we're in of having an abundance of people, we've never had this many people in the world, an abundance of resources and material possessions, we are the most depressed society ever. Isn't that mad? He assigns the blame to our lack of connection with other people and how hard times actually make us happier. That kind of sounds counterintuitive, I know. But an example of this is how he mentions soldiers experiencing mental breakdowns such as PTSD, depression, and suicide after returning from war. And irrespective of time spent in combat, because of the closeness of the army, of how they were so cohesive and dependent on each other, and they had to return to an isolated, individualistic society, they're breaking down and suicide rates are very high. And he cross-references this to Native American tribes how after they return from war, they go back to a cohesive tribal society where everyone in that group is interdependent, and how they work in close proximity with each other. He backs up this point again, is how people that were captured by Native Americans when they were liberated, the colonists liberated them. The people that were liberated actually want to go back to the tribes. They want to go back to the Native Americans, whereas none of that has ever happened as the opposite. And what I get from this is the importance of connecting with other people and how isolation is so damaging. And the last book that I'm going to talk about, it's actually by an Irish guy. I saw him on doing an interview on Irish television a couple of years ago, and one of my mates recommended this book and I heard of it, so I thought I'll give it a try, and it's called Get Shit Done by Niall Harbison. I read this book when I was going on a holiday to Belgium because my friend had it and he lent it to me. And as I mentioned, he's an Irish chef and an entrepreneur. He has a company called Love in Dublin and Love in Manchester, doing very well for himself. Also has a very good TED talk about how you should embrace your fear. And he has also suffered from depression and he suffered from alcoholism, which he has since overcome, fair play. But what really, really stood out for me in this book is how he says how much options in life we really have, and how we shouldn't be afraid to open up to people about our problems. Because at the end of the day, once you tell their problems, they'll be worried for a while. Then they focus on themselves and their own problems. And that for me really eliminated my fear of being open, of being vulnerable. And as a consequence of this, how to get the absolute most of my life, whether it is personal or professional. So I am going to wrap that up here today. If you liked this podcast, please give it a thumbs up, give it a like, leave a comment on it, on whatever platform you're watching it on. And if you would like to support the channel, there's a website called My Protein. It does a lot of sports clothing. It does supplements. It's the biggest in Europe, and it's been cross-referenced and cross-tested by LabDure on its purity of its supplements. And if you would like 30% off your next order, use the discount code PAULRR00. That's PAULRR00. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Good day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.